The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Get ready for a cinematic journey like no other as we dive into the glitz and glamour of Hollywood with real talk, unscripted and unheard. From heartwarming tearjerkers to spine-chilling horrors, I'll be your guide, sharing my take on each cinematic masterpiece. Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I'm your host, DJ Amp, and this is where the magic happens. Join me as we explore the captivating world of lights, camera, and action. I'm here to dissect the essence of cinema, diving into its history, themes, characters, and the very heartbeat of iconic movies. Welcome to episode 1 of Real Talk, unscripted and unheard. In today's episode, we will be discussing the Barbie movie, which was released in 2023 and directed by Greta Gerwig. I will be telling you all about the inspiration behind the worldwide famous movie, giving my review for the movie, and telling you all some fun facts about the movie towards the end of the episode. Now, without further ado, let's get started. Barbie is a movie where all the Barbies living in the Barbie world are living the perfect life with no worries each day. But suddenly, one day, stereotypical Barbie, who is played by Margot Robbie, begins experiencing an existential crisis. Instead of living this perfect life like everyone else, she starts to notice things going wrong in her life. And to fix this, she travels to the human world to understand what is going on with herself and discover what her true purpose is. While on her way to the real world, Barbie realizes that Ken, who is played by Ryan Gosling, decided to come along for the ride because his existence depends on Barbie acknowledging him. While in the real world, both Barbie and Ken discover harsh truths about the world. Well, Barbie more so than Ken. And along the way, Barbie makes new friends along her road to enlightenment who help her better understand the world while being a woman. And when creating the Barbie movie, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, who were co-writers of the film, were given all the creative freedom they wanted. When writing the film treatment for the Barbie movie, Gerwig wrote an abstract poem of Barbie, which was heavily influenced by the prayer, the Apostles' Creed. Gerwig describes the poem as super abstract and says that it had similarities to the Christian faith. In a Vogue interview, Gerwig said that Barbie was invented first. Ken was invented after Barbie to burnish Barbie's position in our eyes and in the world. That kind of creation myth is the opposite of the creation myth in Genesis. And when writing the narrative of the movie, Gerwig was inspired by a book called Reviving Ophelia, and this book talks about the pressure society puts on teenage girls in America. And in addition, she also found inspiration in 33 different classic movies and small productions. And these 33 productions that inspired Barbie include The Wizard of Oz, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, The Young Girls of Rochefort, Model Shop, An American in Paris, Singing in the Rain, The Red Shoes, A Matter of Life and Death, All That Jazz, Heaven Can Wait, Oklahoma, Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, 2001 A Space Odyssey, His Girl Friday, Gold Diggers of 1935, The Philadelphia Story, 20th Century, The Ladies' Man, Rear Window, The Godfather, The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, Saturday Night Fever, Splash, Playtime, Mon Uncle, The Truman Show, Grease, and The Ship Sails On, Wings of Desire, The Earrings of Madame Day, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Modern Times, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And you might see some parallels between these movies that I just listed and the Barbie movie, because Gerwig was heavily inspired by all these movies. And in addition to all these productions and also the book Reviving Ophelia, Gerwig was also inspired by her childhood experiences with Barbie dolls. When Greta Gerwig was younger, her mom would not let her buy Barbie dolls, but eventually did allow her to. Gerwig wanted to address the controversial nature of Barbie and create a movie where she would be addressing and celebrating feminism, as well as noting the controversial beauty standards that go with it. And by being inspired by all these books, productions, and even her own experiences, Gerwig was able to create an amazing movie with an amazing message. And I hope you all enjoyed learning about what inspired Gerwig to make the Barbie movie. Up next, I will be giving you all my review of the movie. For me personally, I enjoyed the Barbie movie. I like that the film addressed topics like themes of feminism, embracing change, personal growth, and many others, but those were just to name a few. But my favorite part of the film, and the part that stuck out to me the most, was when Gloria, who is Sasha's mom in the movie, also played by America Ferrera, gave Barbie a talk about what it's like to be a woman in the world. And really quickly, I'm going to read the monologue and then talk about why it stuck out to me. She says, "It is literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart, and it kills me that you don't think you're good enough. Like, we always have to be extraordinary, but somehow we're always doing it wrong. You have to be thin, but not too thin. And you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say you want to be healthy, but you also have to be thin. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't always talk about your kids all the dang time. You have to be a career woman, but always also be looking out for other people. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men, but not so pretty that you tempt them too much, or you threaten other women because you're supposed to be part of the sisterhood. But always stand out and always be grateful, but never forget that the system is rigged. So find a way to acknowledge that, but also always be grateful. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard, it's too contradictory, and nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault. I'm just so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that people will like us. And if all of that is also true for a doll just representing women, then I don't even know." This monologue really stuck out to me because this is a struggle that many women go through and think about every single day. This scene was a very emotional and moving part that really added to the storyline, and I think it was a great addition to the movie. And it was something that was really inspiring and needed to be talked about. And overall, I would rate this movie a 4 out of 5 stars. Now, we are nearing the end of this episode, but before I let you all go until the next episode, I wanted to share a few fun facts about the Barbie movie with you all. So my first fact is that there is a scene in the movie where Ruth Handler and Barbie touch hands as Ruth is serving Barbie some tea. And this scene is towards the end of the movie. And it was meant to look like the painting by Michelangelo called The Creation of Adam. My second fact is that there is a scene in the movie where Barbie is sitting at a bus stop trying to figure out what she is going to do next in the real world. And while she is at the bus stop, she encounters an older woman who is sitting beside her. Now, this woman isn't any woman. The woman who plays the older woman is a legendary costume designer with the name of Anne Roth. She has designed costumes in many films like Mamma Mia, Midnight Cowboy, The Village, and many other iconic films. My third fact is that Barbie was the first female-directed film to gross $1 billion. And with the release of the Barbie movie, Greta Gerwig became the first female director to create and direct a movie and gross $1 billion. My fourth fact is that Amy Schumer was originally cast to play the role of Barbie, but she revealed in an interview that she ended up leaving the movie because of creative differences with the directors. Schumer wanted Barbie to be an inventor, but the studio did not see that happening, and that was the only way Schumer was interested in doing it. So she ended up leaving the movie, and Margot Robbie took her place instead. My fifth fact is that the Barbie movie's production emptied a whole company's worldwide supply of paint, specifically bright pink paint. And the company's vice president said that there was already a shortage of paint due to the pandemic, but the Barbie movie cleaned out the company due to them using so much bright pink paint on the set. Next fact is that Margot Robbie made the cast and crew wear pink on Wednesdays, and those who didn't were fined. And Margot Robbie would go around collecting fines for those who didn't wear pink on Wednesdays and would donate it to a charity. But however, Margot Robbie clarified in an interview that it was an optional fine. Didn't really collect that much money because everyone wanted to wear pink all the time. And Ryan Gosling also told People magazine that the male crew members especially enjoyed wearing pink on set. This fact is that a discarded Ken doll inspired Ryan Gosling to accept the part of Ken. And in an interview with The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Gosling said that he found a discarded Ken doll in his backyard after reading the script of Barbie. And seeing his Ken doll face down in mud next to a squished lemon in his backyard inspired him to accept and play the role of Ken in the Barbie movie. And unfortunately, this will conclude today's episode. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard. I hope you all enjoyed learning some new information about the Barbie movie and my review. Come back next time to learn more about your favorite movies. I will see you all in the next episode.